Part 1. The Admiral Benbow. My name is Jim Hawkins. My friends, Dr. Livesey and Squire Trelawney, asked me to write the story of our adventures on Treasure Island. So, I will pick up my pen and begin. When I was a boy, I lived with my father and mother at the Admiral Benbow Inn. It was a lonely place, near the cliffs and the sea. One day, a tall, strong sailor came to our door. He had a large sea chest with him. His coat was old and dirty, his skin was brown from the sun, and he had a scar on one cheek. He sang part of an old sea song.
15 men on a dead man's chest, yo-ho-ho, and a bottle of rum.
Then he asked my father for a glass of rum.
Do many people stay here?
He asked.
No,
said my father.
Business is bad.
Then this is the place for me. I'll stay here for a time. You can call me Captain. All I want is bacon and eggs and rum. Here's some money.
He threw some gold coins on the table. He was a silent man. He often watched the sea through a telescope. In the evenings, he sat alone with a glass of rum. Every day he walked on the cliffs, and when he returned, he asked,
Did any sailors come here today?
He gave me a little money every month.
You must promise to look for a sailor with one leg, boy,
he said.
Tell me immediately if you see him. The captain was a